Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio. Today, we're going to talk about the philosopher Aristotle, and we can call him one of the fathers of modern science, one of them. Now, understand that Aristotle was a student of Plato's. So he was originally from Macedon, which was above Greece, and his dad was the physician to the king of Macedon. So his dad had money, he was wealthy, so he sent him down to Athens to participate in Plato's academy, is what it was called. Now, he was such a good student that Plato gave him a professorship, I guess you could say, in the academy. Now, when Plato died, Aristotle was grievously hurt because Plato did not make him the head of the academy. And the reason for that is because Plato and Aristotle, they have two different views on the way things work. See, Plato believed in the ideal. He believed in an ideal world, that we came from an ideal world to this one, and that the memories of the ideals that we had in the previous existence are what philosophers are supposed to be searching for, and when they find them, they can replicate them here. Aristotle, on the other hand, not so much. Aristotle was a believer in the here and now. So to him, what he taught, or what he believed, was that there were what's here is here, right? And you have, we'll call it the essence, right, of something. So we'll call the essence, for example, of a tree, right? And that essence is pretty much treeism, but it's treeism as it exists here on this earth. That's as good as it gets, according to Aristotle. And then he called variations in that treeism as accidents. And that pretty much is how he decided to classify everything in this world. Now understand that according to Aristotle, if you can't observe it, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't exist, right? So you have to be able to experience it in order for it to be knowledge. You have to be able to touch it, taste it, feel it, smell it, right? Otherwise, you don't have knowledge. And think about that. That pretty much is the scientific method. So when you look at Aristotle, Aristotle, of course, believed in observation as the key to knowledge. And he, of course, taught that there were two ways to gain knowledge. One was through going from general to specific, right? In other words, you notice all the trees out there have branches, right? And so you assume that all trees have branches. That's called inductive reasoning. I went general to specific, right? Now, the other thing that we have is called deductive reasoning, whereby I look at a tree and I say, well, that tree has branches, right? I look at another tree, I say, well, that tree has branches, right? And so I'm going to deduce that part of treeism is to have branches and that all trees have branches. Now, the other thing Aristotle did is he created categories for things. And what he believed, again, was that there was an essence of things as they exist here on Earth. And then there were accidents, which were variations, right? The essence, of course, remains the same. The accidents change. So Aristotle, as I said, relied on the mind for observation, right? And of course, if he couldn't document it, then his book just didn't matter. It wasn't real. Versus Plato, who believed that there's a world that everything's perfect, and that's the world we came from. That's our pre-existence. And when we come to mortality, we're trying to reclaim that world. So those were the major differences between Aristotle and Plato. Aristotle, thinking here and now, what I can see, what I can feel, touch, smell, taste, right? That's real. Not what I imagine, right, is real. Not what I can idealize, right, here and now. As I said, father of modern science. Now, Aristotle, after he was not given the school, decided he was going to travel a little bit, and actually ended up going back to Macedonia, where he became the tutor for Alexander the Great and other students So we'll call it the School of Royalty in Macedon. Alexander the Great, as a result, was heavily influenced by Aristotle, and he perceived himself as a great philosopher king, and that he was going to set the world free by replacing religion with philosophy. Now, my friends, the world Alexander created, right, was a world that was ruled by force because it's flawed. Let me tell you where philosophy is flawed, where Aristotle's flawed, and where Plato's flawed. Aristotle's flawed because you're relying on an imperfect instrument to determine what's real. The human mind. The human mind is easily deceived. The human mind is easily corrupted. The human mind, right, makes mistakes, a lot of mistakes. So what you observe through deductive reasoning, maybe it only exists in those two or three trees. Maybe not all trees share those attributes, right? When what you deduce in an inductive reasoning, in other words, you look at the forest and you say, well, all trees have these characteristics. Well, how do you know that all trees are the same as the forest you're looking at? You don't. See, here's the other problem. The further you get out from what you observe and you start hypothesizing, then you start moving further and further away from what's real. So therein lies the problem. We deviate from our observation and we end up in la-la land with our hypotheses, which is why they're not replicated. Which is why science, after you go far enough out, it's totally conjecture, guessing, and it means nothing because there's no way for you to actually observe what it is you're theorizing about, right? My friends, here's my point. If you're going to base your life on science, on observation, then you know what? You're basing your life on a flawed instrument that really isn't designed to do the things you want it to do because of the gross imperfections that come with it. Fallen world, right? Now, let's replace that with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the source of all truth. And through the Spirit of God, we can learn the truth of all things. Not that we can share those truths with others, but at least we can know what they are. And then we will give to every man his portion according to whatever the Lord tells us to do. People say, well, Paul, but that has its limitations. Now, let me go back to what the scriptures say about that. They say specifically, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall what? They shall cast out devils. They shall heal the sick, right? Cause the lame to walk, the blind to see. Can science do those things? Yeah, very limited way, right? I mean, I can tell you, I have seen these miracles personally. I've seen people that were raised from the grave, raised from the dead. And I am telling you, the power of faith, it just is exponentially greater than the power of science. Science is just so limited. Philosophy, even worse. You know, Plato believed that it was the philosopher that could see the true forms. And I'm telling you right now, the only way anybody sees the true form of things in heaven is if he is a prophet, not a philosopher. And as I stated, you go through the scriptures, you're going to see that true wisdom is being guided by prophets, true prophets of God. Not people that call themselves prophets, but people that can actually share the truth that's revealed to them. Now, the important thing to detect true and false prophets is it says in the scriptures, you shall know them by their fruits. Do you gather figs of thistles or grapes of thorns? That's what the Savior said. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. So if it's a true prophet, then their fruits are going to be good. Now, one other thing. If it's a true prophet, then they're not going to contradict the Savior. They're not going to contradict the teachings of Jesus Christ. They're not going to tell you sin's okay. They're not going to pardon your transgressions because they want you to feel good and not feel bad about where you're at. No, they're going to call you to repentance. That's one of the things that prophets do. So anyway, I've given you some guidance here. I really, really hope you ponder these things and think about it and then pray about it. This is Paul Drockton and True Religion Radio. God bless. Have a great day.